Chapter 7. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman, that you may keep you from the strange woman, from the foreigner that flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked forth through my lattice, and I beheld among simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and wily of heart. She is clamorous and willful. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is in the streets, now in the broad places, and lies in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with the impudent face she said to him, sacrifices of peace offerings are with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I found you. I have spread my couch with carpets of tapestry, with striped cloths of yarn of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the full moon. With her much fair speech, she causes him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forces him along. He goes after her straightway, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the correction of the fool, till an arrow strike through his liver, as a bird hurries to the snare, and knows not that it is for his life. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she has cast down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty host. Her house is a way of Sheol, going down to the chambers of death.